Happy winter break, everyone. You made it. You made it till winter break. And because of the way that Christmas and New Year's Eve falls this year, we have a pretty long break. At least I do. So I'm refreshed, rebounded, enjoying a nice glass of red wine, and just reflecting upon first semester. So we're going to go back into the classroom in a week or two, depending on where you're at in the world. And we're going to be refreshed. We're going to be revitalized. And then we're going to realize, oh no, standardized tests are coming up. And then we're going to get bogged down in life again. So the one thing that I've been doing to keep myself grounded over winter break is I'm revisiting Girl, Wash Your Face by my favorite person, Rachel Hollis. And I am reading through, looking for inspiration for my podcast. And it came with the chapter, Other People's Kids Are So Much Cleaner. And I'm finding myself laughing out loud. So chapter 11, she says, the lie. Other people's kids are so much cleaner, better organized, more polite. And in this, she talks about the chaos theory. And she says, chaos theory is the field of study in mathematics that identifies the behavior and condition of dynamical systems that are highly sensitive to initial conditions. A response popularly referred to as the butterfly effect. And then she inserts her humor here and says, FYI, I Googled that. I've never in my life written out a sentence with the words dynamical systems before or since this moment. So in simple terms, it just means the small things can have monstrous effects. And she talks about the chaos in her life and what it looks like. And then she says, there's three ways that we handle it. We ignore it, we battle it, we drown in it. And then she says, the problem is that none of these work. It means that we're essentially just putting our head in the sand and ignoring everything that's going wrong in our lives. So she says that the biggest problem with all of these three things are that it implies that we are in control. So she gives the recommendation that we embrace the chaos. And I always find that in second semester, it becomes so difficult to cope because of the stress of standardized testing. We have the stress of not as many days off. There's only spring break, which, you know, according to the general population, you know, teachers have so much time off, but we all know that we're working probably 12 to 14 hours a day, and most people are working on average 8. So I am going to invite you to try this on, to just embrace the chaos. So embracing the madness means that we're going to just not ignore everything that is going on, but we're going to embrace it, and we're not going to let it stress us out as we find ourselves with the pressure of preparing our students for standardized tests, park, or whatever that is in the place where you teach, and that we're not going to bury our head in the sand, and we're not going to ignore it, and we're definitely not going to drown in it or battle it. Because the problem with battling it is we're using all of our energy in a way that is not positive. So we're going to try to embrace it. We're going to try and really immerse ourselves in the chaos. So I want you to think about how that applies to your life, your classroom, and ways in which you can do that. So if you've been teaching for as long as I have, you know that you have to find humor in those situations in the classroom and out that are just so outrageous that, you know, if you don't laugh, you're going to cry. So I want you to remind yourself that if you are not one that normally uses humor to diffuse situations in your classroom, I'm going to invite you to try this on in second semester. If you're one that normally uses humor, I want you to remember to continue to do that. Just like when students come back on the first day of school after winter break and really in that first week, we're continuously reminding them of our protocol and procedures that have been put in place in first semester. So you need to remind yourself of, oh yeah, here's where I'm going to use humor, and here's where I'm going to take a breath, and here's where I'm going to find time to do a 5-minute meditation during my lunch hour, and here is where you're going to remind yourself that, you know what, I'm not going to take those papers home tonight. I am just going to simply leave them on my desk because they will be there tomorrow. So as you are embracing the chaos when you return to school, I want you to also remember to refresh yourself on what is going to make you happy and what is going to bring you joy every single day that you're in the classroom and out until spring break, because we all know it's going to be chaos until then. So my advice to you is to remember to breathe, remember to smile, remember to laugh, remember to meditate, and go to yoga. Try to bring yoga into your life at least 3 times a week, especially until spring break, because it's dark, it's gloomy. We all are struggling with the fact that winter is here. It's dark when we leave the school. Sometimes it's gloomy, it's snowy, it's freezing cold, and it's natural to want to go home and hibernate and not do anything. But I encourage you to stop by for maybe a heated yoga class or, yoga nidra, which is like sleeping yoga, and just explore. And do it not because you feel compelled to due to some ridiculous New Year's resolution that you're setting for yourself. Do it for you. Do it because that is what is going to keep you sane and allow you to embrace the chaos until summer, which is just 5 months away, and where we can really refresh and reset ourselves. So this is going to be a short podcast because, you know, we all have great things that we're doing right now, like enjoying our spring break, or not spring break. Oh my gosh, my mind is already at the beach. We are embracing our winter break, and I will encourage you to make sure to subscribe to my podcast, follow my wonderful self on Instagram at Lifetime Literacy, go to my website, www.lifetimeliteracystore.com, shoot me an email. You know, I love to hear your questions and feedbacks so I can address it in the next episode. So you can always hit me up at, LifetimeLiteracyStore@gmail.com, or you can check me out on Pinterest, or if you're really feeling adventurous, you can check out my blog, which is on WordPress at the Teacher's Corner. And as always, send me your feedback through the Anchor app, and I can answer your questions for the next episode. So until next time, I remind you to embrace the chaos, breathe, laugh, find joy in the moment, and smile.